Track 32. Pet Listening, Part 4. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Brad, and a girl, Kirsty, about a jumper. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose the letter A for yes. If it is not correct, choose the letter B for no.
Hey, Kirsty, look at my new jumper. Do you like it?
It's a great colour, Brad. Where did you get it? Was it expensive?
No, I didn't buy it. I found it on the bus this morning.
You found it? So it's not yours?
Well, it is now. I found it, and you know what they say, finders keepers.
No, I don't agree. This is a really new jumper that someone has chosen and paid for. They are probably really upset about losing it. You have to give it back.
How can I give it back if I don't know who it belongs to?
The bus company will have a lost property office. You could take it there. Or you could hand it in to the driver tomorrow morning on the same bus route.
Oh, yes, and then he would keep it.
That's ridiculous. He would take it to the depot.
I think anyone who loses something has lost it, and that's that. It means they didn't really want it.
Lots of people lose things on the bus. It's easy. You get up from your seat, maybe worried that you might miss your stop, and forget a jumper or a pair of gloves or a book. It has happened to me before now. I dropped a bag, but someone jumped up and called me back to get it.
I think the owner should have taken better care of the jumper. They don't deserve to get it back.
Yes, they do. It belongs to them and not to you. I think you should give it in.
I'm not sure, and I really like the jumper. But it's okay. I'll give it in at the lost property office if that makes you happy.
Yes, it does. And it will make the owner very happy too.